Former Senator and Congressman Paul Sarbanes was a legend on Capitol Hill in a career that spanned some 30 years. He passed away at the age of 87. He was known for his many accomplishments, ranging from laws impacting the country's financial institutions to the effort to impeach Richard Nixon. But Sarbanes was also an Eastern Shore native who took an interest in the restoration of the Chesapeake Bay. We caught off with Mike Dunn, now president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee and a former president of the Salisbury City Council, to talk about the Sarbanes legacy.
He's one of Salisbury's, you know, most famous native sons. Just a brilliant man, a giant legislator, a Salisbury guy that is just, you know, larger than life. He was our senator, you know. I think a lot of communities across America think about that native founding son of theirs who goes on to big things, and Paul Sarbanes was ours. You know, you think about the legacy, his parents and the diner in downtown Salisbury, and Paul and his brother and sister growing up there. And, you know, it's just extraordinary to think that from this small little place in downtown Salisbury, he went out to the world and gave so much in return.
How do you think he connected to the Eastern Shore, particularly as he moved into the legislative arena?
Well, I think he never forgot his roots, and he was humble. He was a public servant. The job never became about him. It became about service. He came from a small town. Despite being, you know, a Princeton grad and a Rhodes Scholar, and all the brilliance that comes with that, he went to work. He put his head down, and he went to work. And I think those are the values that his parents instilled in him growing up in, you know, in Salisbury.
What do you see him in terms of the Chesapeake Bay and the environment?
One could wonder how much Chesapeake Bay there would be without Paul Sarbanes. He came in at a time when this estuary was choking to death, almost literally. And, you know, you want to talk about his commitment to his roots. Anybody who lives on the Eastern Shore knows the value of the Chesapeake Bay. And thanks to Paul Sarbanes doing his work as a gentleman legislator from an Eastern Shore town, I think life was breathed back into the Chesapeake Bay. And that's a pretty good, among the legacies to leave, that's a pretty strong one for a guy who grew up in Salisbury.
Now, you were president of the Salisbury City Council. How did he relate to you?
Always accessible. You know, it was just always nice to have the ability to pick up the phone to, you know, not to the senator, of course, but to his aides. And I guess I can say that when I was the president of the City Council, if there was any sort of issue, the waterways, you know, the Wicomico River or dredging of the river or, you know, highway funds or anything that the federal government and could help us out with, we always knew that, you know, he would step in. And honestly, one of the, as I thought about this today, you know, Senator Ben Cardin took Senator Sarbanes' place, and Senator Cardin has continued that tradition. We have a great relationship with his office and his staff and, you know, the kind of constituent-led legacy that Paul Sarbanes left behind.
Mike Dunn, president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee and a former president of the Salisbury City Council. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.